6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Welcome back to hour number two here on TGIF. You know what that stands for. The government is substitute your own F-bomb. Yeah. Not thank God it's Friday. Now, we have a different saying here on the Power Hour, especially after last night's press conference in front of Constitution Hall in Philadelphia. Yeah, we've had enough of that, haven't we? Being name called and everything else. And we were just trying to live our lives and do the right thing. You know, it's all about being healthy. And of course, Feel Good Friday is always another good thing too. And, you know, we've had some calls of people who are just, you know, trying to get their head around things. And, you know, the whole idea is just walk in love, walk with God, stay healthy, and you'll be fine. Just have a positive attitude. You'll be fine. Everybody always looks for reasons why something won't work instead of why something will work, such as weight loss. I know you've heard every single diet. I mean, I know there are people out there that have thrown gobs and gobs of money at these things, and you got to eat for your body type. And you got, I mean, all these different topics of discussion. And guess what? We have another one. Susan Smith Jones, PhD, has been prepping for this show for quite a while on weight loss made easy, surefire tips for losing weight. I know that you're probably going to put this in your upcoming newsletter you put out. Right, Susan Smith Jones, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. And it is in my, by the way, that's so funny you said that. It's a lot of this info is in my September newsletter that just went out 2 days ago, and if you, it's free. It's once a month. If you haven't signed up, you'll find it right on the homepage of my website. My name, SusanSmithJones.com.
God love you for that. All right, so, you know, here we are for a woman with three of America's most ordinary names. You've made extraordinary contributions in the fields of holistic healing. And see, there's not a lot of people out in the mainstream that buy into this stuff, but see all of our Power Hour listeners. Yeah, that's why we have the Power Mall, Susan, and this is one of the reasons why we have people that are always interested in getting educated. And, of course, you know, you taught students and staff and faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit for 30 years. Are they still healthy?
Of course.
Well, and so because of the fact that you do a lot of motivational speaking and stuff like that, I have a feeling that you've got something really big in store for us today.
Well, you know, this is such, it's sadly, I wish it wasn't still such a huge topic, but so many people in America are either overweight or obese. And when you are carrying any extra weight, that brings with it major health problems. A lot of people just aren't aware of this. Concomitant with overweightness is heart disease, cancer, especially breast cancer, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune dysfunction. We certainly don't want that these days. Osteoarthritis, gout, stroke, sleep disorders, gallstones, diabetes, they're all associated with obesity. But I'm a very positive person, so putting this in a more positive light, losing even a little bit of weight may significantly improve your health and well-being. And I'm not going to talk about any special diets today. I'm going to talk about the timeless ways to get your weight off and get it off permanently so we can put this issue behind us and not have to deal with it. And then we're getting close to New Year's and New Year's revolutions, New Year's resolutions. I still have his crazy talk last night on my mind.
You know what? But that Susan, that could also work for this because it is a revolution.
Yeah, no, that's right. That's exactly right. But here's a unique idea. Let's get yourself fit and get the weight down before the first. So then maybe you focus on something else on the first, like simplifying your living space. So today we're going to talk all about weight and ways to get the weight off to accelerate your metabolism, We're going to talk about the food and the water and the right kinds of exercise and praying and a positive attitude, changing your color palette, not what you're wearing, but what's on your plate. And we'll talk about all of this.
Okay, I'm game. Let's well, color palette. See, I always thought, and my wife's been talking about this, by the way, color healing.
Well, there is such a thing. Yeah, energy in the colors you see, the colors you wear. That's why I forget if I talked to you about this before, but one of my clients, a famous celebrity, you would know who she is. I worked with her, and I hadn't been over to her house, but we worked on her weight to get it off so she would always be ready for red carpets and wouldn't have to do a crash program. And I taught her one of the things I can just delve right into right now is the importance of sleep. Sleep plays a major role in glucose metabolism, neuroendocrine function, and it's a critical part of losing weight, because when you don't get 7 to 8 hours of sleep every night, and another time we'll do a whole show on how to sleep like a baby, but when you don't get that good sleep, then the next morning you wake up, and because of all the different hormones in your body, and the cortisol's too high, and the leptin and ghrelin are at the wrong levels, you crave foods that are not good for you. And not only that, most of the foods you eat, even if they're healthy foods, the when you digest, it easily turns to fat and is deposited on your body if you don't get enough sleep at night. So you could have the best of intentions, and if night after night after night you don't get good sleep, then it's like you're swimming upstream. You know, I love that song, row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. That's what we want, gently, gently down the stream. But you'll always be swimming upstream if you don't get good sleep at night. Good sleep, of course, is not only important for weight loss, but your immunity, your energy, your mood, your disposition, you know, every aspect of your cellular function, it's got to be non-negotiable. So you want to get really good sleep at night, because it will change in a positive way your basal metabolic rate. Those are the number of calories you burn when at rest. So, and let's talk about, a lot of people don't quite understand metabolism, and people think, Dave, that you can just change your diet and it will change your metabolism. But you might remember this from college and high school. The basal metabolic rate is the rate at which your body utilizes energy. So put another way, it has to do with how efficiently your body burns calories. And when your metabolism is higher, you burn more calories and have an easier time losing weight or fat, or maintaining your ideal body weight. And you can feed your beautiful, miraculous, God-given body and muscles the best food and vitamin supplements in the world. But if they're not tuned up and toned up, if they're not exercised, they won't burn up the calories in those foods. And as we age, unfortunately, you know, we don't continue to keep our muscles exercised. That's many people, maybe not your listeners. I do. And then your metabolism slows down and you'll gain more weight easily than you did when you were young. So exercise is the key to controlling your metabolism. You know, you've heard that expression, you lose it if you don't use it. And your muscles atrophy when you get older, and when you exercise, especially when you do weight training, and I'm going to tell you a magic secret for the weight will just melt away in a moment. So you want to get out a pen and a paper. But when you do weight training and weight lifting, you build extra muscle on your body, and that's the goal. Women, we want good, lean muscle tissue. When we get older, what used to be more up north on our bodies will fall south. You know, you look at the chest area and the buttocks area, and a lot of women I know say, I want to look like J-Lo. Well, if you don't use those muscles, they get more relaxed. And then maybe you know this, Dave, or maybe you don't. But I know women listening will know exactly what I'm talking about. When we had a lot of those lockdowns, do you know what one piece of garment that a lot of women stopped wearing when they were just at home during the whole time? It was the bra. And that can really, if you don't wear a bra and you keep walking around and certainly never jog without a good supportive bra, that helps to tear down those muscles. And then things begin to fall south. And the truth is that 2 out of 3 people who go on a diet will regain their weight in 1 year or less. 97% will gain weight back in 5 years. And to make matters worse, a majority of dieters who lose weight will gain back even more fat than they had before they started the diet. So diets do not work. An overweight person needs to retrain his or her body so that it burns up all the calories it gets, storing none as fat. Sometimes maybe you need a little diet to start off to help break bad eating habits, retrain your taste buds, jumpstart the metabolism, and to get you motivated to lose a little fat. But long-term weight control requires a change in your beautiful body chemistry so you won't get fat all over again. And exercise, here's the magic word here, exercise is the only way to change your metabolism so that your body converts fewer calories to fat. And you need aerobic activity like brisk, you know, walking and cycling, swimming, aerobic dance. You know, you could do a treadmill and elliptical. I hiked this morning in the Santa Monica Mountains. That's all aerobic. That helps to burn fat out of your muscles. And then you must add weight training to build your muscle, which in turn increases metabolism. So I'll take a 5-second break here. You could ask me whatever you want, but then I want to talk specifically about the exercise to do so we can retrain and renew all of the chemistry in your body so extra weight will no longer be an issue.
Okay, question. I'm going to go back to the sleep because you touch on the thing that you need good sleep, but how to get good sleep. And here's one thing I found works. If you have a bathtub, and I know a lot of the older folks have done away with the bathtub. When I designed my European wet floor, I put the bathtub and the shower in the same cubicle area so that the water all runs out one drain. If the tub overflows, not only does it flow down the overflow and the drain in the tub, but it can also overflow into the wet floor and flow out the drain there. So if there's an accident or something, water's got somewhere to go and doesn't flood the house. But I'm finding
that's brilliant.
That Epsom salt. Well, it's a European design, and we decided to incorporate that in our new Barnuminium. Anyway, our new the Epsom salt, lavender Epsom salt, Dr. Teal makes one. And we do, you know, remember that Calgon take me away moment? I find that doing a lavender bath before bed makes you sleep better.
Okay, and this isn't your mind making this up. You're absolutely right for two reasons. Lavender is an herb that relaxes your body, calms your mind. Many, many studies on it. That's why you could put a little diffuser next to your bed with a few drops of the essential oil of lavender. Have it run through the night. Sometimes I actually put on a lavender cologne at night. I do every night. It's my ritual. But you can put a little essential oil of lavender on your pillowcase. Now, the other thing is, and we talked about this before when we talked about saunas, if about 2 hours before bedtime you heat up your body, and that's not a quick shower, but it would be a nice soak in the tub, or if you had an infrared sauna, you'd use that. If you don't, you do a soak in the tub, and the benefit of adding the lavender will help. And then you, so the core, the body heats up, and then when you get out of the bathtub, the process of your body cooling down, because you've just heated it up, cooling down increases one of the hormones in your body that helps you sleep like a baby, and you know what it is. It's melatonin. And so absolutely heating up your body 1 to 2 hours before bedtime. Don't do it 5 minutes before bedtime, because then you'll lie in bed and you'll be sweating a little bit. But it's the process of cooling down that increases the melatonin. Let me throw out just off the top of my head a dozen things you can do to help you sleep. And I'll tie this back to that famous actress I worked with. We couldn't figure out why she couldn't get all the weight off, and she told me she wasn't sleeping well, but she was doing everything else in my program. I asked her to let me come over to her house. I did. I looked at her bedroom, and I was shocked, because you had asked me about the healing energy and color. Her bedroom walls were bright red, and that's... Yeah, that's a stimulating color that will keep you awake. You know, yellow is a happy color, but calming colors in the bedroom would be more a pale, soft blue or a green or a soft gray. And you are, okay, and so that, and then we painted, she had someone paint the walls in her bedroom, and then that was it right there. She could then sleep better. Here are other things quickly. Always make sure your bed linens and your PJs, if you wear them, are natural fiber, not polyester. That wreaks havoc with your mind, the artificial fabrics. You want natural fiber like cotton on your bed. You also want your bedroom always to be, you can't do that here in LA now with this major historic heat wave. I'm in my home right now. I live near Santa Monica Beach. I have no air conditioning, and I'm so glad it's not video. Get out the violins for me here. It is 97.5 degrees sitting at my desk. And I'm spraying myself with a spray bottle. I've got 3 fans on me, and it's going to break in about a week. But you want your bedroom to be cool, dark, and very quiet. You want a live plant in the bedroom because it takes up carbon dioxide and gives off oxygen. You also want to make sure if you got up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, don't flash on a bright light, because that shuts down the melatonin, one of the hormones responsible for you sleeping like a baby. So if you need a good light to help you aim properly in the bathroom, or so you don't stub your toes, make sure it's a faint night light. Also, don't use a cell phone right before you go to bed, because it wreaks havoc with your brainwave activity. Your goal when you go to sleep is to go from beta, waking consciousness, where we hope all your listeners are now. Then the next lower level is alpha, and you're calm and relaxed, and then theta, and then deltas when you drift off to sleep. So if you use a cell phone before bedtime, that stimulates the beta brainwave activity, makes it harder to go to sleep. Two more things.
Now, does that include, does that include plugging it in to charge it up?
Well, you don't want it right next on the bedside table, inches from your head.
Right.
If you have to plug it up, if you can plug it up in another room,
yeah,
that's
what we do.
Better. And the same thing goes for the TV. And two reasons. I do not recommend to watch, well, stimulating shows, but negative news broadcasts at night, because even though you think, well, I'm evolved, I don't let what I see on the news bother me, well, I was horrified at what I heard in that press conference, ridiculous thing last night, and that really agitated me. It just, the background, the scenery, what he said. I actually wished I hadn't watched that, and I shouldn't have.
But it's the light
of the TV, too, the light.
You know why? We love you because of the fact that you definitely, with what you just said, relate to all the phone calls I've been getting all week long about the content that we've been hearing out of the White House and this gas bag all week. So yes. you just chimed right in with the way all my listeners are thinking right now.
Yes, I know. I think we're all kindred spirits. But you want to have, like, my new book, Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality. That is perfect to read for a few minutes before you go to bed. Now, here's another secret. Then I got to get to your muscle and metabolism and the right exercises. But let's say you're in bed at night and your brain's stimulated. It's been a stressful day. You didn't have time to do the bath. Well, when you're lying in bed, if you take your, I'm going to do it now, if you take your right nostril, your right thumb, and press on your right nostril, so you're closing your right nostril, and you're only going to breathe through the left nostril for 3 to 5 minutes, in and out, slowly and deeply. And so, in other words, doesn't matter what finger or thumb you use. Close the right nostril. Hopefully you don't have a cold or an allergy. Breathe through the left side only, in and out, very slowly and deeply. That will help change your brainwave activity from beta, waking consciousness, to alpha, and slow it down. And there's one other thing I always do. You know, I read the Bible in the morning. I read it a little bit before I go to bed at night. And I like to take little quotes from the Bible, some of my favorites. In Psalms 46:10, most people know as, "Peace, be still." And if you breathe in and say peace to yourself, and exhale to be still for 3 to 5 minutes, and do that throughout the day, it will calm you, reduce anxiety, make you feel great, help you sleep like a baby.
All right, Susan Smith-Jones, there are some tips for you. We're all about solutions here in the Power Hour. We're going to be back with more with Susan Smith-Jones after the break. Stay with us.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Power to the people.
Yes, friends, and you
power
are, my friends.
To the
welcome back to the Power
power
Hour.
To the people.
Because knowledge is power.
Power to the
that's right.
Power to the
little plastic Ono band there. Remember that, you know, before you go into the weekend. Understand that you power is in the people. We the people, not the other way around. They serve us. We don't serve them. So just remember that before you go to sleep tonight, and you'll be okay. 32 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Friday, September 2nd, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. And, of course, we have the lovely Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., here, who has been enlightening us with all sorts of talking points on your metabolism, on exercise. And we've been talking about for the last segment because I just, you know, when we talk about sleep, I get that. I'm lucky to get 6 hours a night. And lately, I've been getting a little more, but I want to get up to 8. I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking too positive here. But I mean, 8 hours, it's like, you know, us busy people out there, it's like, when do we have time? We sit up and we soak up what's going on in the world today because we're news junkies. And my wife is even as much of a news junkie as I am because she's exposed to all of this. And that's what half our callers do is they're paying attention to what's going on out in the world. And I'm like, okay, you know, now we need to start taking all this in and garbage in, garbage out kind of thing. So I'm glad we have you back on the show here for another segment. Folks, if you have any questions, our number is 844-769-2944. I mean, Susan is donating her time here, folks, to come on and give you what you need to know to stay healthy. And if you got a question that's important, hey, come on, chime in. What are you waiting for? Susan, welcome back. Go ahead.
Thank you. And let me say this, because we always run out of time. On the homepage of my website, every day there's a new inspiring quote and a daily affirmation. And the quote today, and this it has to do with losing weight and getting healthy and fit. This is the brief quote. It's many people say they're committed to being healthy, yet they continually let the excuses get in the way. Winners are responsible and accountable, eschewing excuses. Make your word count and choose wisely. That's a quote from Uplifted. My daily affirmation a lot of people go every day to see the new quote and affirmation, write it down, carry it with them. My affirmation is about prosperity. We all want to live a prosperous life, and God's created us to do that. We just sabotage ourselves often. So here's the daily affirmation. I always see the good in everyone and everything. I bless and prosper everyone in my life, and everyone in my life blesses and prospers me. I am connected to an unlimited source of abundance and creativity. So every day, 365 days a year, you get a new quote and you get a new daily affirmation. So we've established that in order to get yourself fit and strong and a good immune system and healthy, and you might remember from previous visits, I have never had a flu vaccine. I haven't had a cold or a flu in 40 and a half years. I've never taken any medication in my life. I know how to keep the body healthy. And my two-book combo, one is Wired for High-Level Wellness, the other is Uplifted. It's got the whole Fountain of Youth Vitality program that I've taught at UCLA for 30 years, and I retired in 2000. And then the last 22 years, I've talked all over the world working with clients and companies, helping everyone get fit. Probably what I'm asked about more than anything is weight loss. People just, you know, it affects lives in the biggest ways. All those diseases I told you it comes with, but I didn't mention all of the self-image and self-confidence issues that are sabotaged when you carry a lot of extra weight. So let's get back to muscle, and I'm about to give you a huge secret that a lot of people aren't aware of. But first of all, muscle burns fat, Dave. It's that simple. Exercise increases muscle, tones it, alters its chemistry, and increases its metabolic rate. So when you exercise on a regular basis, you know, not just a couple times a year, but on a regular basis, you actually continue to burn more calories even when you're sleeping. But you must exercise correctly to get the best results. And when you have a little bit more muscle, and women, we want that. That doesn't mean you're going to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger and his bodybuilding Mr. Universe days. But we need to keep the lean muscle tissue on our body. More muscle means faster metabolism. Why? Because muscle uses more energy to exist than fat. And because muscle is a highly metabolic tissue, it burns 5 times as many calories as most other body tissues pound for pound. So in other words, you know, this goes back to physiology, but muscle requires more oxygen and more calories to sustain itself than does fat. And if you increase the muscle mass on your body, you increase the number of calories you're using every moment of the day. And here, even when you're sleeping, at work, sitting at your desk, playing, and here's the big secret. The addition of 10 extra pounds of muscle on your body will burn approximately 500 extra calories a day, not a week, not a month, but a day, if you add 10 extra pounds of muscle on your body. Now, I've got everyone's attention, and all of this is in my book, Wired for High-Level Wellness. But you'd have to jog 6 miles a day, 7 days a week, Dave, to burn the same number of calories. 10 extra pounds of muscle can burn a pound of fat in a week. That's 52 pounds of fat a year. So I know everyone is thinking now, how do I add 10 extra pounds of muscle on my body? And that doesn't mean that the scale will go up by 10 pounds, because as you add the extra muscle and burn more fat, you also lose weight. So, but here's how you do it. To increase your muscle, you've got to engage in some kind of weight training, weight lifting, strength training, whatever you want to call it. And it's not really the weight lifting itself, but the physiological effect that takes place 48 hours after weight training during a recovery period that enhances your metabolism. So in other words, 2 to 3 days a week. Let me make this really practical. If you only did weight training, and you can go to a gym or you can get a bench and a few dumbbells, not the people in your house, but the equipment to help you with the weight training at home, 2 days a week, it would take 5 to 6 months. But if you weight trained 3 to 4 days a week for 30 to 40 minutes, in addition to the aerobic, it would only take you 3 months. And in 3 months, and let's just say you don't really want to lose weight, but you want to look better. You want things to go back up north again. You want strong arms. You want a little definition. You want to wear sleeveless tops, women, and men, you want to show off your arms and wear a shirt without covering it up with a jacket. In 3 months, And I'm about to tell you what happens a year after weight training that will blow your mind. But in 3 months, you can build 3 to 4 days a week, 30 to 40 minutes in each little training session. You'll have 10 extra pounds of fat. You'll be firmer, toned. You won't jiggle so much. You'll be strong, and everyone can do that. It's funny, after COVID hit, I stopped going to the gym and I haven't gone back, but I took out my guest room and I converted the whole guest room, because it's more important, into a gym. And it's good to have at least one piece of aerobic equipment so you have no excuses. You can't say it's too early, it's dark, there are dogs outside, it's raining, it's snowing. You know, something like a treadmill. If you have very little space, you could get a fold-up treadmill. You could even get one of those little platform vibration machines. That's pretty good. You just stand on it with a TV on. I have a rowing machine. I love that because you get aerobic, you get the back, the biceps, the core. I love that. But I also, I'm lucky, except with the exception of these 2 weeks, the heat. But I love training outdoors in nature. And I, if whenever you can be outdoors at a local park or somewhere, nature calms you down. It relaxes you. It reduces anxiety. It doesn't feel as much like you're having a hard workout. This morning I passed a few deer, lots of butterflies, rabbits, a stream of, well, it was not much of a stream anymore, a trickling of water. And you never finish a workout, especially outdoors in nature, and say, gosh, I wish I hadn't worked out today, because it not only helps your body, but it feeds your soul. Now, here's another thing, a study done last year, or 2 years ago. I wrote about it in my book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, at Duke University. Took a group of seniors, 60 years and older, 60 into their early 90s, and found that if you exercise with weight training and do a little bit every day, just they said 20 minutes, in 1 year from the day you start, 1 year, your body will be 15 years younger physiologically because of all the benefits of weight training. It would take another 3 hours to go through all the benefits, but one of the big benefits, besides giving you energy, toning, giving you confidence, strengthening your body, is that it increases the level of human growth hormone. This is another hormone that, and I'll tell you, I know a lot of celebrities, movie and TV, that spend $2,500 a month for a shot from their doctor of human growth hormone to keep them youthful, vibrant, energetic. It's like a magical hormone, but you don't need to spend money to do it. I would, and it's got side effects. I wouldn't do that. I would, you get the human growth hormone increased by weight training. And if you're out, let's say you live where it's flat and there are no hills, get a little weighted vest to put on you. That makes it a little bit more weight-bearing because that will help strengthen the bones in your body. The bones that as we get older, you know, we lose bone density. A lot of women know about this. Men lose it just as quickly as women, but they don't notice it as much because men are often born with bigger bones, so they have more calcium. So, and then I'll say one more thing. If you really want to increase the burn of the fat, add little intensity bursts into your plan. Here's what I mean. This morning I was hiking up in the Santa Monica Mountains, and there was a big oak tree at the top. It's a really steep hill, and I did the loop 3 times. And for 30 to 90 seconds, I go a little bit faster up the hill, push harder, breathe up, and then when I get to the top, and like if you're cycling for 30 to 90 seconds, it's called a higher intensity burst. Add in that that intensity. Now, keep in mind, I didn't say a breakneck speed. I just said a higher intensity for a short burst of getting winded. Why is this huge? Most people don't know this. That's because you're forcing your body to recover under stress. So when I got up to the oak tree, I always hug it. That's why nobody hikes with me anymore, because I do silly things. But I hug the tree. I thank you, tree, for your beauty. But then you don't just stop. Then you just keep walking. You know, that's kind of when you're recovering. And by doing this, a few moments of exercising just a little bit harder than usual for 30 to 90 seconds will force you to recover while still exercising, which burns more fat. Now, I'm going to say this as a little, you know, a helper here. If you're a beginner and you've never exercised before and you're just starting out, wait for about a month before adding in these bursts. And then you can pump up the vigor after a month. And just, it's always good to check with your doctor before you do this. And if you don't drink enough water throughout the day, at least eight-ounce glasses, but you want to drink half of your body weight in ounces of water. You know what? I'll tell you this. I even told my weight on this show. Tuesday, I did the Tamara Scott Show, Tamara Scott Show. She's on the Lindell Network, and it's posted. It's a video, and I did a little demonstration of lots of foods and how to make flaxseed meal and the best herbs and how to burn calories. And I talked about my weight and the best ways to drink water. You definitely want to see that. I just did this 3 days ago on Tuesday, and it's already posted. So you can go to the Lindell TV, go to TV shows, find Tamara Scott, and I'm right there in the top row on the third one on the right side. And what I said there, and I show you how to make the best elixir drink to help burn calories and boost your immune system. You want to drink half of your body weight in ounces of water. Half of your body weight. So let's say you weigh about 150. And what's half of 150? It's 75. Well, that's 75 ounces. So if you weigh 150, you want to drink 75 ounces of liquid, and not every liquid counts towards this water tally. Soup would, juices would, good juices, smoothies would, decaffeinated tea would, but alcohol, soda pop, chocolate drinks, all of those, especially coffee. Soda and alcohol, dehydrate your body. But if you don't have enough fluid, and 70 to 80% of Americans are dehydrated. And isn't it
coffee?
Interesting? Huh?
What about coffee?
That was the one I forgot. If it's decaffeinated, it will count. If it's caffeinated, caffeine dehydrates your body. And you go to a majority of traditionally changed medical doctors, and how often do they say, hey, how much water do you drink? Let's talk about your hydration. They never ask you about that. And most of them are out of shape and unfit anyway. So you make sure you drink a lot of fluid, a lot of water. That's my beverage of choice. I make fresh juices every morning, and if you're thirsty, you're already dehydrated. A 3% dehydration, which are most Americans, that wreaks havoc with your brain health, your vitality, your energy. You don't sleep as well. It can really make you mentally depressed if you're dehydrated. So, but I encourage you to look at that. Definitely look at the Lindell TV, the Tamara Scott Show that I taped on Tuesday, because I give you a video demonstration about superfoods you should have in your diet and eat and how to eat them and to help you with weight loss.
Amazing. Now, we have a question from one of our listeners out there. Is the weight routine you were talking about safe for our older customers?
Yes, listen, I'm older, and a lot of people I work with are 70s, 80s, and a few of them in their 90s. That study at Duke University was people from 60 to 95. You see the best benefits of older people with the results they get. But here's what I would say. With older people, you want to know what you're doing. You don't want to injure anything. You don't want to sprain something. So if you're new to working out, get someone to teach you what to do. Get some simple equipment in your home, something simple that you could use. A treadmill most people can walk on. And there are videos that you, videos, is that old school? DVDs, you know, there are TV shows you could watch. So yes, older people especially, and you'll see the results the quickest. But in addition to weight training and aerobics, and by the way, God designed our bodies not to be sedentary. That's why, you know, it's amazing how sick people are. Heart disease, it's reversible with diet and exercise and keeping stress levels down. But in addition to aerobics and weight training, you also need to stretch every day. So if you could, there are great stretching shows on TV you can watch or get a DVD. Because we've got to take our joints into the full range of motion. You could work out for hours a day, hiking and weight training, but if you don't stretch out your body, because I think you're as young as you are, flexible. You've got to remain flexible.
Susan, I was going to ask you about that, about yoga.
Ooh, very good. Yoga's very good because you learn how to breathe deeply and you stretch out your whole body.
Guys really aren't into that. You know that. It's more women that are into yoga, but I know a few guys that actually do yoga training.
Yes, but there's some really hardcore yoga that many men I know do it. In fact, one of my clients has a trainer that comes over and half of the neighborhood comes over in his backyard and they do this hardcore sweaty yoga. So, and by the way, you know, a lot of this info is right on my website, SusanSmithJones.com. Make sure on that homepage you sign up for my free monthly healthy living newsletters. You can follow me on Twitter.
Susan, Twitter, I got more news for you. Some good news since it's Feel Good Friday. Here's the good news. Our producer, Catherine, you know Catherine very well.
She's wonderful.
Kat, Power Hour Cat, baby. She has got the copy of your Tamara Scott show. It's included in the email blast so that people can actually go when you get your email blast and click on that link and go watch the show.
So she emails it out?
Oh, yeah. It comes in our email blast every day. People who subscribe to our email. We have thousands of listeners. Hey, you go, girl. Anyway,
no,
I mean,
listen,
this is what they do.
You need to double her salary.
Well, she's the boss. You got to double her. So just let her know that. I'm sure she'll go for that.
Yeah. Now, listen, Kat, what I tweeted out yesterday, you can find that at Susan Smith Jones, was an interview I did last week at a place called Love University. But it's really good about the power of positive thinking and kindness and gratitude. And I tell some stories in that, and it's a video recording. I'll just tell you, you don't want to miss it. But if Kat can find that too, it was tweeted yesterday at Susan Smith Jones. But you can also get it on the homepage of my website, that one. I haven't posted Tamara's.
Right. Well, at least we have that one, though, and that's going to be in the email blast, and everybody subscribes
Kat
and wants to get it. Oh, we're all over this. And see, anything we can do. But no, Susan, here's the thing. We've had callers that have lately been very, very concerned, having a difficult time getting their head around stuff. They don't understand why the government is behaving the way they are. All we want to do is live in peace and have good health and you know, and have food, good food. And, you know, now we're being told there's going to be a food shortage. They've been freaking a lot of people out. No, God, you got to take that third booster shot. Nope, we're not doing that.
Nope,
most everybody has seen people around them die.
I've had no shots.
Join the crowd. Join the club.
Because I believe that God's given us a great immune system. Kat, here's something else. You never worry about the food shortage, because I have a little book called, in full color, called Kitchen Gardening. Since I was a teenager a few years ago, I've been growing sprouts like broccoli. A quarter cup a day of broccoli sprouts will give you a 50% less chance of ever getting cancer. Alfalfa sprouts, I grow them. It takes 2 minutes a day, pennies for a quarter sprouts. And my book teaches you, called Kitchen Gardening. You can find it on my website, how to be a kitchen gardener and grow organic seeds into sprouts in 2 to 4 days in the corner of your kitchen, and kids love them. And you can put them in wraps, on salads. You know, I just eat them for snacks. I'm never without sprouts in my kitchen. My grandmother taught me how to do that as a teenager.
Wow, it's amazing. See, we're all about solutions on the show. And Susan, you've just spent the last of these segments talking about stuff that people can actually use, and we love you for that. So, you know, thank you so much.
I love being with you, and once a month I'll be with you.
Yes, you will, and that's a good thing.
Whether you want me or not. No.
Now, Kat will make sure you're on, Susan. Don't worry.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
We all need a little
help.
Hi, Kat. She is. Yep, there you go, Kat. All right, hey, you know what? We're out of time for this segment, but Susan, God love you. We're just
and just make God the center of your life. Everything will be okay. And in a world where you can be anything, choose to be kind.
Thank you. We've been pushing that all week. Susan, thank you so much for that. Dave Krieger with you. We will be back on Monday. In the meantime, have a good weekend. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
And the lover of my soul, great to God, He's Yahweh. Great I am, He's Yahweh. The Lord of all, He's Yahweh. Because of Sharon, He's Yahweh. Righteous Son, He's Yahweh. The three in one, He's Yahweh.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.